the societies go back how far? Thousands of years?
Oh, George, I'm sure that when they were just cavemen tribes wandering around, in fact, this has been documented, and in ancient primitive cultures, the hunters would all go off by themselves, you know, and drink and carouse and bond, you know. So I'm sure those secret societies have been with us forever and ever. I was in a college fraternity. We have secret societies, the Masons in this country, and on like that. And all secret societies are not necessarily vile and evil. But the problem is that in my book, Rule of Secrecy, I can track the inner core elite, these globalists, right back through earlier secret societies, Council on Foreign Relations, formed by Illuminized Freemasons. Freemasons were infiltrated by the Illuminati, and the Freemasons, and others like the Teutonic Knights were basically the creation of the legendary Knights Templars. Mm-hmm. The Knights Templars gained all of their secret information by excavating under the old Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem after it was captured during the First Crusade. And all of that knowledge had been brought out of Egypt by Moses and was brought into Egypt the first place by the biblical patriarch Abraham, who came from Ur of Chaldea. And Chaldea was simply a biblical term for the Mesopotamia between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which today we know as Iraq. The one place on this planet that none of us free Americans can really go to unless we're in uniform.
Well, that's true. The Templar, did they get Solomon's treasures?
Yes, they did. In fact, let's trace Solomon's treasure, and I'm going to drop a bombshell on you tonight because I'm going to tell you what happened to it.
All right.
All right, let's go back to the time of Moses, and when he brings the Israelites out of Egypt, they dragged along everything they could carry, and then they spent 40 years going through the wilderness, defeating one city-state after another. And as was the custom of the time, when you defeated your enemy, you took everything he had, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was loot.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, I'm sure they got pretty tired schlepping all that treasure around through the desert. So eventually, King Solomon built his temple on the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem, or what became Jerusalem. Now, if you go back and study that, you'll find that their worship area was just a little bitty room back towards the back, and the whole front part of it was just this big old huge barn-like affair. What was that for? To house all this wealth, gold, silver, precious stones, statuary, but they also had treasure of knowledge, ancient knowledge, scrolls and texts that had been handed down for centuries. So what happened to that? Well, at the time of the Jewish revolt in 70 AD, when they tried to throw the Romans out, they must have known the Romans weren't going to put up with that. And sure enough, Jerusalem was sacked by the Romans. But the Jews knew they were coming, and so they probably took the better part of the treasure. Now, you don't take it all, or they'll keep looking for it, right?
Right.
But they took the better part of it, and they buried it away in the catacombs under the King Solomon's temple, sealed it all up like there's nothing down there. And then, of course, by that time, it was not Solomon's temple. It was the palace of King Herod, but it was built on the same location. So they hid away a portion of the treasure, but the Romans got a good portion, and they hauled it back to Rome as war booty. 400 years later, Alaric the Goth sacked Rome, and he got hold of this same treasure, and he took it back to his home stomping grounds, the Languedoc region of southern France, okay, in the area of Rennes-la-Château, Monseigneur. And they buried it down in those cavern systems down there in the foothills of the Pyrenees. Okay, now the people who lived there then had access to this, not only some riches, but also this information. And that's what gave rise to the very mysterious Cathars, who were at loggerheads with the Church of Rome. And they said, you guys don't have the right story. We know what really went on because they had the documents and the text hidden away. And the Pope, knew that they could have been a real threat to the early church, so he ordered up the Albigensian Crusade. And they sent a papal army into the Languedoc region, and they killed every Cathar that they could find. That's where the famous line came from, by the way. The general, when he was surrounding the city of Brazeres, sent a message back to the Pope, and he said, how am I going to tell the Cathars from everybody else? And the Pope sent word back to him and said, kill them all and let God sort it out.
Oh, my God.
Okay? And they did. And that area today, even, is very underpopulated, okay? So the Cathars went underground and became some of the aristocratic families of what became France. The Sinclairs, the Hopoles, and these various families. And these were the very people who fomented the First Crusade, okay, along with their cousin, religious leader. And they, of course, they were going to bring freedom and democracy to the Middle East, so off they go. Really, they were after the rest of the treasure, and because I don't know this, but I feel very confident that they had one of those copper scrolls, you know, that was kind of an inventory list. So
right.
They knew that the rest, the best part of the Solomon's treasure, was still buried under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But it was in the hands of the Muslims. So they go over there and they capture the city. And right after that comes these nine knights who said, who were all either members of these families or their minions. And they got King Baldwin of Jerusalem to ordain them as a military order, the Poor Knights of the Temple, which became known as the Knights Templars. Their avowed purpose was to protect travelers to Jerusalem, but how can nine knights do that? What they did, and this is known because of British excavations in the 1800s, is these Knights Templars were tunneling and excavating under the old Temple of Solomon.
They were looking for the treasure.
Exactly. And apparently they found it because they hauled it back to Europe, again, back to the area of southern France, and Solomon's treasure then was reunited, and with the wealth that they brought back and with the knowledge they brought back, the Knights Templars became one of the most powerful organizations the world has ever seen, and soon was rivaling the Roman Church. The Knights Templars were the first to use magnetic compasses on their ships. They brought back life-saving techniques such as artificial respiration. They built a huge fleet that rivaled any in the world, and this might interest you. The naval ensign of the Knights Templars was a black flag with a white skull and crossbones on it. Okay? So what we think of as the rollicking good old pirates, arg, matey, they were really the remnants of the Knights Templars fleet, and they raided primarily the Catholic countries.